I want to speak this week about an inyan in Parshas Nasai that I haven't discussed with the Olam for many years, like for sure 10 years, maybe 15 years. Okay, so, and it's very, very, I think it's very important and precious. And it would be a very big nachas for me to be able to share this. And it's about the juxtaposition, good word, right? The juxtaposition between two halachas in Parshas Nasai. By Shlishi and Nasai, we talk about the halacha, which I think this halacha we discussed last year, the halacha of the Yishalchu min ha-machane, the halacha that we sent out of the machane, we were told to send out of the machane, kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lo nefesh, right? Anybody that has tzaras, anybody who's a zav, and anyone who's tamei meis. That's the part, that's Shlishi, the Perek Hey, from Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Dalet. The next parsha that's right next to it is a parsha that's really a repetition of a parsha from the end of Parshas Vayikra. And that is the parsha of Goizel v'Nishba'al Sheker. If somebody denies, somebody's kaifer b'pikadain, if I'm watching a pikadain for you and then you come back and say, can I have my phone? I have your phone. And say, can I have my phone? And I say, what phone? And I'm kaifer b'pikadain, and I'm nishba, chas v'shalom. A person makes a shvua al sheker that there are dinim of a chaymesh v'asham. There are dinim about this, about someone who's kaifer v'pikadoin. Now, this is something that already is discussed in Parshas Vayikra. The end of Parshas Vayikra. Perek Hei, Pasuk Chof, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leymar, Nefesh Kisecheta, Umo'a Lomal Ba'Shem, V'kichesh Ba'amisai, right? He denies the pikadain, oy besesum es yad, oy begazel, oy oshak es amisai, and then it says, v'chamishisav, if you look ahead, Rabbi Yosef, to Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says, v'chamishisav yoysef olav, because he's yishba la sheker, v'chamishisav yoysef olav, and then Pasuk Chav Hevi, es ashom ayavi lashem, chaymesh v'ashom. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear? That's the parish of Gezel Ager in the end of Vayikra. In Parshas Nasa, it basically repeats that parsha. So Rashi says, if you look in Rashi on Pasuk Vav by us, Rashi says that it repeats it, and Rashi explains why. What I want to discuss today is this is a delicate challenge I'm giving us for today. The delicate challenge is to understand why the chidushim that were nischadesh in the parsha of Gezel Ager, which already was said in Parshas Vayikra, so it's not stam attached to Gezel Ager, it's being attached to two chidushim in Gezel Ager. What are the two chidushim? I'm not in Gezel Ager, I keep saying Gezel Ager because that's what I'm getting to. The two chidushim in Kaifer B'Pikadain, what are the two chidushim? So says Rashi, Hare Chazar v'kosav kan Parshas Goizel v'nishba'al sheker. The pasuk in Parshas Nasai repeats, someone steals and swears falsely. V'nishnis kan, I skipped a line in Rashi, v'nishnis kan b'shvil shnei dvarim shenischad shuba. There are two things that are nischadish, ha'echad shekosav v'hisvadu. The first one is that it says v'hisvadu. V'hisvadu means that you don't do this chaymish v'ashem unless you're moide, unless you admit to it that you lied. V'hasheni al gezel hager shehu nasun lakayanim. That because you can't return the money, somebody steals from a ger and the ger dies, there's no yarshim, so you can't steal the money. You can't return the money that you stole. So the pasuk by us is mechadish. If you look ahead, pasuk ches, the pasuk says v'im ein lo ish goyel lehashiv ha'asham elav. So it says ha'asham hamushav lashem lakayin. So it's the parsha of a ger. A ger is someone that doesn't have yarshim. If someone steals from a ger, they have to return the gzela. Who could they return it to? They return it to Hashem. How do you return it to Hashem? Lashem, lakayin. You give it to the kayin. So these are the shnei dvarim shenischadshu in the parsha of kayfer bepikadayin that are put next to the parsha of Yishalchu min amachane kol tsarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanefesh. And I think it's a worthy discussion of what the transition is here, or the connection is here between these two parshas. That's the goal for today. Now, there is a remez. I didn't completely. I mean, you don't need to be a mechaber svarim or a rishon to say that the two things should have a connection. Obviously, the two parshias should have a connection. But Baruch Hashem, we do find such a thing that the Balaturim does connect the two parshias. The Balaturim says like this. The Balaturim says, "Samach chatos ha'odam." L'shiluach tmeim. You see, the Balaturim says there's some kind of smichos over here, because it puts together the term mikol chatos ha'odam, so sama chatos ha'odam with shiluach tmeim. So the Balaturim, this is like unbelievable. The Balaturim says chatos ha'odam is being merames to guess what? The chet of Adam. Chatos ha'adam. Okay, it's being meramis to the chait of Adam. See, he says it like this. He says that there are three ramifications of the chait of Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas. There are three ramifications. One of them is that the nachash, the Chazal tell us, gatzaras, the designs or something, there's some kind of remez on the body of a nachash to the concept of tzaras, because he used his tongue in a negative way. So the nachash, the Balaturim says, had tzaras. The isha got ziva and nida. So that was the punishment to the isha. And the Adam got misa. Obviously, it's not, the ish also got zavos. The Isha also dies, but the way he's setting it up is the Nachash, the Isha, and the Ish. The Nachash b'tzaras, the Isha b'ziva, and the Ish b'misa. It's Gevaldik. So he says, next to the words, Mikol chatois ha'adam, is v'yishalchu min amachane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanefesh. Hafle v'fela. And then he says that there's a remez in the parsha of Shiluach Nachalos that the pasuk specifies Mizachar ad nekeva tishalechu is merames to the girush of Adam and Chava from Gan Eden. As I zok the Balatura. Okay, so that's the let's try to understand what's happening here. So what I see from this Balaturim is two things. If I'm analyzing the Balaturim in a reasonable way, I see two things. I see that these two parshas are indeed connected, and that it has something to do with the Chet of Adam Arishan. There's something flowing here between these two parshas is a discussion of the Chet of Adam Arishan. Okay, so let's see. The Gemara tells us that the Gemara in two places tells us that when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, there's a phrase that the Gemara uses: "Paska zuhamasa." The zuhama, the poison. The Dr. Hack, a good translation for zuhama It's like it's filth. But it's like poisonous filth. Right? It's like toxic, toxic filth. Okay, but the zuama stopped. Paska zuama, so the zuama stopped. Now, we understand that by the cheta egel, the zuama returned. That's how we understand. This is something that's very, very, very important to understand. This is a yisayid. I came here tonight to talk about this yisayid. Very, very, very important yisayid. And the yisayid is like this. Although Pascha, the Madrega of Pascha Zuhamasa has left us, we no longer are in a situation of Pascha Zuhamasa, we are not where we were before Pascha Zuhamasa. This is a yisayid. We've spoken about this before, and it's very, very important to know. But when we stood by Har Sinai, and we experienced Pascha Zuhamasa, that experience is something that's still part of our lives today, even though we did the Egel and lost that Madrega. By the way, a proof to that is that we celebrate the Yontif of Shavuos. Because the emes is that they did the Egel, and then they had another Kabbalah Satayra, which was by Yom Kippur. And that's the Kabbalah Luchas Shniyos. And Shavuos is merely, I'm saying with quotes, you can't see on the recording, but I'm saying with quotes, is merely the Kabbalah of the Luchas Rishonos. So you would think that Shavuos is not so negeya to us, because that's the Madrega that we lost. But of course, that's not the case. Hiding underneath the Madrega of the Luchais Shniyos is the Madrega of the Luchais Rishonos. Rav Huttner explains at length in the Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur that the Chazal tell us that Luchais v'shivrei Luchais munachim ba'aroin. The Luchais were in the Aroin together with the Shivrei Luchais. And he points out that the fact that there was Shivrei Luchais in the Aron teaches us a halacha. Right? We know there's a halacha. What's that? That's right. That teaches us a halacha that Zakein Sheshachach Talmudei, that was still Mechabed, a Zakein Sheshachach Talmudei. And what's the pshat, he says? The pshat is that even though the Luchais are broken, so to speak, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have his Talmud Torah anymore, but the roishim that the Torah made on that person is still there. Says Rav Huttner, the roishim that the Luchais had on Klal Yisrael is still there. And in the words that he uses is that it's payel begniza. It's like a hidden madrega. What does it mean that it's a hidden madrega? It means that it's still a possibility and is waiting for the day that it's going to come out in full force. It's still part of who we are. It's part of who we are, b'koyach, not b'poyel. It's part of who we are under the surface. We have koyches that speak of an ability to be that close to Hashem, called Pascha Zuhamasa. It's there. We just can't access it now. Like when someone, you know, that's what they say about the, I forgot which one of the Gedolim, they say that when he realized that he was losing his memory, that the doctor was menachem him by telling him that he didn't lose the information, he lost the ability to access the information. I think it was Rav Gifter, that he lost the ability to access the information. So he's like, okay, so when he gets up to Shemayim and he's healed in Shemayim, he'll still be able to do well on the Bechina. But of course he will, because the Roshim, that the change, the metamorphosis, the aliyah that happens to a neshama, that's Isaac Bateira, that's a permanent change. A person can have dementia, the neshama doesn't change. So Memela, that's a remez to us, that we still have the Luchais Rishonos. And I want to tell you a raya, a shtickle raya that I have to this. First of all, the Gemara uses the fact that it was Pascha Zuhamasa on Har Sinai to explain that Goyim have more Zuhama than Yidden do. So clearly it means that it's Nageya to now. That's first of all. But I want to show you something, okay? And then I'm going to get back to the Shiluach HaMachanos. The Welt says, I'm saying the Welt says, it's in Svarim all over the place, it's just in so many Svarim. But the Welt says, the Parshas Teruba, you've heard this many times, Ba'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'sayicham, right? Make a mikdash so I could dwell within them. So they say, what? The Pasuk should say, Ba'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'sayicha, in it, in the mikdash. But not v'shachanti b'sayicham in them, in Klal Yisrael. So the Svarim explain, as you certainly have heard over the years, that before the Cheta Egel, there wouldn't have been a need for the Mishkan. Not all Rishonim hold this way, but many do. That before the Cheta Egel, there would not have been a need for the Mishkan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been able to directly be Mashre Shechinasai on Yidden. But because of the Cheta Egel, we lost some of our inherent Kedusha and Toiv, and we have the Chet of the Egel within us. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashra Shechina Sayana Mikdash. And that's what's Miramez, V'osu Li Mikdash V'shochanti B'Sayicham. Don't be happy with that pshat. But Lamais, it's not true. It says, V'osu Li Mikdash V'shochanti B'Sayicham. But that's not the case. We're saying they're not really. That was what the plan was supposed to be, V'shochanti B'Sayicham. But right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a Mikdash and he's being Shechin in the Mikdash. Right? So what does it mean, v'shachanti b'sayicham? The teretz is what I'm saying now. The teretz is that although we need an external makom for the hashra'as hashchina, but that still allows for the gniza deka hashra'as hashchina, the hester deka hashra'as hashchina that is nageya to Klal Yisrael, that is in Klal Yisrael. Because there is the Roshim and the Hashras Hashchina that doesn't break the surface. It exists in us. But there is a Hashras Hashchina that's Nageya to us, that's in our Gufim, that's relevant to us. So when you have a parsha in the Torah that says, V'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tamei lo-nefesh, and you have a Balaturim that points out to us that those three tumas, tzoras, zov, and tumas meis, are effects, they're symptoms of the chet of Adam Arishan, and we know that we're be'etzem, behester, begniza, we are really people that are above that tuma. So we are the people that have a mitzvah of the yishalchu min ha-machane, of ridding ourselves of that tumah. If we were b'nei Adam Arishon achar ha-chet, then we would live with tumah. The thing is that we're b'nei Adam Arishon after the chet that still have the potential and the future of being b'nei Adam Arishon kaidem ha-chet. So we have a mitzvah of delivering that tahara and keeping the machane kadosh. Okay, I want to read you a pasuk now. You're not going to believe this. I want to read you a pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Mizachar ad nekeva tishaleichu. El michutz la machane tishalechum. V'lo yitamu es machaneihem. Asher ani shaychein b'sayicham. Oh yeah, because the Hashra'as Hashchina is b'sayicham. Yes, there's a Mishkan, but the Hashra'as Hashchina is b'sayicham. So therefore, I want Klal Yisrael to exercise, to try to bring out that Madrega by living lives where there's a v'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tamei la-nefesh. So davar nifla, no? So that's the pshat. Ilu basi, just to say pshat in the shiluach hamachanos like that, this would already have been an exciting night. But I want to push it a step further. And I want to tell you about the shnei dvarim shenischad shuba. The first davar shenischad shuba is the vehisvadu. It was a chiddush here in the word v'hisvadu. V'hisvadu is not a mitzvah that's limited to the parsha of kofer b'pikadai. The Rambam in the very first halacha in Hilchas Tshuva says that vidui is a davar ma'akev in Tshuva, is vidui shenemar v'hisvadu, as it says in Parshas Nasai v'hisvadu. Vidui is a mitzvah of tshuva that the Rambam learns from this parsha. This is one of the dvarim sheneschatshu in this parsha. Now, how does vidui work? So there's a statement. There's a statement that Rav Huttner makes about tshuva that I'm shocked that it's not more discussed. It's such a profound ha'ara. It's such a profound truth that when I say it, your reaction is going to be like, yeah, it's just a profound emes about tshuva. He says that tshuva is dealing with the conflict within us when we do a chet. We don't do a chet. We're never all in to do the chet. We're never all in. Our neshama doesn't want to do the chet. Many times our seichel doesn't want to do the chet. We have a yetzahara. The yetzahara pushes us, twists us, intimidates us, distracts us, whatever confuses us, whatever the yetzahara does. Whenever we do a chet, what are we doing? Whenever we do a chet, we're being a contradiction. We're expressing a contradiction. Part of me wants to serve Hashem. Part of me is rebelling against Hashem. Tshuva is the process of bringing all of me back together. Tshuva, you're making shalom within yourself. Right? That's what you're doing. Tshuva, you're taking the part of you that wanted to serve Hashem and the part of you that rebelled against serving Hashem, and you're bringing those two parts of you together. How are you doing that? You're doing that by separating yourself from the chet. Meaning, we have a problem. The problem is that there's a mitzvah of vidui. The mitzvah of vidui is to recognize that you did something wrong, right? But Chazal tell us, Ein Adam Roye Nigei Atzvay. A person doesn't see his own chesroinus. So how do we do vidui? I'm sorry, I'm too excited tonight. You know how we do vidui? V'yishalchu min amachane kol tzorua v'chol zo v'chol tamei l'nefesh. We take that ruach shtus that's in us, that interest in doing an avera, and we hold it outside of ourselves. We push it out. And we say, no, all of us doesn't want that chet anymore. V'yishalchu min amachane kol tzorua v'chol zo v'chol tamei l'nefesh. We look at it as a dover chitzeni. And then we could say, oh, that's not nigei atzmai anymore. That's this interloper. Is that a word?
Yes, it is.
Did I use it correctly? Thank you. That came in to, Dr. Hack came here thinking he'll teach us Greek. And that he ends up teaching us English.
Latin, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. But it's a davar nifla. You have a parsha of Yishalchu min amachane that says, the Klal Yisrael be'etzem is kadosh v'tar. There's an artificial tumma that's crept in because of the chet ha'egel. And you have a lifelong mission of Yishalchu min amachane. Then you have the parsha of kofer b'pikadon that we're mechadesh a concept of an internal v'yishalchu min amachane called tzarua v'chozav v'chol tami l'nefesh. It's mind-blowing. That's the first chiddush and eschadesh. The second chiddush and eschadesh is the halacha of gezel ager. Is that when you steal from a ger, you have to give the money to who? Who do you give the money to? To Hashem. The money goes to Hashem. Okay, the way to give the money to Hashem is to give it to the Kayin, but the money goes to Hashem. What's this ger? His Yairish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sfarim tell us that the essence of a ger is that a ger was a neshama kedusha. It was a neshama of kedusha. The ger is a shtick kedusha that got lost and tangled up in a world of tumah. My father always tells us, and it's there. I have seen it there, but it's always there. The Ma'bit says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around, it's in Yonah D'Yoyma for us from Shavuos. The Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar and Perek Mem Aleph, we went through the Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar over the four meals. We went through that whole Perek of Kabbalah Satayra. The Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar, Perek Mem Aleph, talks about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the nations and he asked if you want the Torah, and they said no. Says the Ma'bit, some of the Nefashos said yes. They were outvoted. And he said, they're the ones that end up becoming Gerim. So that means that there were Nefashos and Klal Yisrael that were that in the world that were drawn to Kedusha. And they had to undergo a process, again, of Yishal, in a big way. It's a tough process. They probably needed one of those drills, you know. What are they called? The jackhammers, you know, to get through all the layers of tumah that they had to break out of in order to bring out their kedusha. But the yishalchum in amachanechol tzarua v'chalzav v'chal tamei lenefesh, to take that inner kedusha and to bring it out, that they become yidden, that they become part of our machaneh, part of our machaneh that we're trying to protect. So that's the chiddush that I wanted to share with you tonight. You could see why I was excited to share it. The Nachamol, the two parshias that are next to each other, the Balaturim that confirms to us that the two parshias are connected, the Balaturim that informs us that it has something to do with the chait of Adam Arishain, the understanding of the fact that we do still carry the greatness of Pascha Zuamasa even today when we're after the Chet HaEgel, and that's the Bisay Cham, and that's the reason why we exercise that Kedusha by ridding ourselves of Tumah, V'yishalchum and Amachaneh Kol Tzorua V'chol Zav V'chol Tomei Lo Nefesh, and the fact that we see the V'shachanti Bisay Cham Merumas in that Parsha, Asher Ani Shaychein Bisay Cham. And then the juxtaposition to the parsha afterwards of Kaifer B'Pikadain, where there are two chidushim, the chidush of vidui, which is also a internal v'yishalchum and amachan of separating out the ruach shtus, like the Gemara says in Saita, Ein Adam Chayta Yelam Kei Nichnas by ruach shtus, is separating us, sending out that zav or tamei lo nefesh, sending that ruach shtus out so that we're all here shalem, and the ger who has had to do that on another level to take the spark of kedusha that's inside of him and allow it to spread, to uncover all of it. And this is something that I don't want to be myrich too much. I want to get to myrif, but this is something that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. First of all, to know that we are not the same as the world around us. We cannot remind ourselves enough. We're made of different stuff. We are people of Pascha Zuamasa. We're princes. We're aristocracy. We're just made of different stuff, and it's very, very important for our chizuk as a Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebara'anu L'chvaydei V'hivdilanu Min Atayim, to be aware of that. And second of all, to know that there's a process. We all have our tzaruas, zavs, and tamei lo nefeshes inside of us. Some of it is so, you know, flicks off, and some of it we need the jackhammer. Some of it is very difficult. But over a lifetime, Hashem should give us the kayach and the strength and the energy to be able to be mekayim b'nafshei senu v'yishalchum en amachane kol tzorua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lo nefesh. Hashem kayach.